Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live. Thank you so much for joining us. We are simulcasting now for the next 2 hours at PrisonPlanet.tv. Dr. Edwin Vieira, constitutional law scholar and attorney, will be joining us to talk about the states' rights movement exploding. We now have Alabama and several other states moving to say any new federal gun laws are unconstitutional. We're not following them. No gun confiscation. Montana, Mississippi, Louisiana, Texas. We've got a state senator from Texas making national headlines about putting state forces on the border as Mexico collapses. That's coming up in the next hour. A little bit later, I'm going to play this clip that's up on PrisonPlanet.com. And that clip deals with the fact that the Federal Reserve minions walk over to a camera person and tell them that they aren't allowed to videotape a local camera crew. In fact, we have that clip now. Let's go ahead and cut over here to this shot, and then we're going to go ahead and go to this video for folks. So here it is. Right here, live on PrisonPlanet.tv.
What's that?
No, I was just getting some security shot.
No, you need to go to public affairs for you to videotape or take pictures.
Of any federal building?
Of any federal building.
Because I was just at the Academy of Science.
I don't care, Captain. You've got to reserve. When you take pictures or videotape, you just have to call public affairs. They set it up. You have a meeting. They tell you what time to come out and take pictures. You take pictures all day long.
So I can't stand on the public sidewalk.
You can go across the street if you like, but they still going to come over there and ask you questions if you stay too long.
So where am I allowed to shoot from?
Stop. I mean, this is so incredible in America to see this. You can even go across the street, but we'll still come over there. There's no law. And she says, we may snatch your camera, like a third world country. Snatch you. And I had this happen to me all over D.C., and I'd say, look, there's no law, and you know it. And the larger issue of what they do is tell you then to come sign up with them, and then they just don't answer your calls or don't return calls. Because C-Think, a film production company, for Independent Film Channel, was following us around when we were in D.C. last year, and they had tried to get permits. There's no permits issued. Permits are only for inside the buildings because it's a First Amendment issue. It's been litigated. But they don't care. They still come out, and they still enforce this on everyone. And you've got to ask yourselves why, because they're setting the precedent. This is just like a third world country or Soviet Russia or Nazi Germany. And the public has been trained like cowards to just do what they say. Let's go ahead and go back to the clip.
The picture, they're not going to snatch your camera, but if you come up with something like that, they're going to approach you. They're going to ask you what you're doing. They're going to ask you for ID, all that good stuff.
Huh.
Okay?
What if I was wearing like a press badge?
Now, if you did that, they're going to ask you, who's your contact person? Then you should have contacted public affairs.
The Fed public affairs or just like...
Public affairs for the Federal Reserve.
So, for every building, I need to contact that
public affairs
person?
Yes, sir.
Even just to shoot from the public sidewalk?
Yes, sir.
I did not know that.
Yes, sir.
Is that new?
No, it's always been like that. Now, there's tourists that come through here, snap a picture, and keep on going.
Yeah, and you know about them?
No, as long as they take a picture and keep on going. But when you come out with a video camera like that, that's when we come out and get you.
Because I've shot, like, tons of buildings, and you're the first person to ever approach me.
They probably never paid attention to you.
Edwin Vieira coming up and get his take on it. But this is us being slaves. She's talking to this guy like he's a bad 2-year-old child. How dare you in America videotape this, but we're going to videotape everything you do and listen to your phone calls without warrants.
Everyone knows that omega-3 should be an essential part of our daily diet. With so many different methods of consumption, how do you choose a simple yet effective way to get your daily intake? The friendly, knowledgeable folks at North American Nutrition have the answer. Nature's Gem Premium Omega-3. Unlike other flaxseed, our golden flax is grown on our farm in northern Minnesota, providing cooler temperatures and longer summer hours, producing the highest quality premium golden flaxseed around. In addition, we selectively harvest and sort flax seeds by size and weight, keeping only the best seeds that can produce the highest abundance of omega-3. The result is a delicious, nutty, buttery flavor. Nature's Gem Golden Flax is pure. There is nothing added and nothing taken away and non-GMO. We offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Order Nature's Gem Premium Golden Flax today at goldenflax.com, goldenflax.com, or call 800-387-5516. That's 800-387-5516. Free shipping included.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new 2-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Hi, this is Steve Shank. E-Foods does it again. The 3-day responder provides one adult with 3 days worth of healthy, delicious, easy-fix food. The price of the 3-day responder is almost ridiculous at $21.95 for actually 12 meals plus snacks. When you taste the food in the 3-day responder, you'll understand why families trust E-Foods Direct to provide healthy, delicious food for every need. Whether you're hunting, playing, or responding to an emergency, the food in a 3-day responder is easy to fix and ready to go. Food is an everyday need. The 3-day responder is for the time when food should be the last thing you have to worry about. The 3-day responder, $21.95. Sometimes the best things do come in the smallest packages. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Dr. Edwin Vieira has a long bio, has won courses, cases as a constitutional attorney before the Supreme Court and other major courts. He is a staunch defender of the Second Amendment and of constitutional money. And we've got him here to cover a host of issues today for the next 51 minutes that we have left in this hour. But, sir, just for those who have just joined us for the first time or may not know who you are, briefly, for listeners, what's most important for folks to know about yourself?
Well, that I have been studying problems of constitutional law for more than 30 years now, focusing to a very large degree on monetary matters, and then let me say in the last, probably 10 years total, looking into questions of the constitutional militia and then more specifically after 9/11, the whole area of what's called homeland security. And then the intersection of those two matters, which when you study it, Alex, it really tends to bring in or sweep in all of the basic principles of the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence. They're intimately tied in to those areas, because I like to tell people, you look at money and the militia or that whole homeland security problem, what are the two fundamental powers of government that you're talking about? The power of the purse and the power of the sword, which anyone who is well-versed in political philosophy realizes historically have always been considered to be the premier powers of government, of any kind of government.
Well, you are accredited as being in the top 10 constitutional law scholars out there, so you can speak to all these issues. I want to get into the now upwards of 30 with Alabama declaring a pro-Second Amendment bill that's been introduced. States are passing these bills saying no to the feds, bringing up the martial law, bringing up the gun confiscation plans, bringing up the presidential decision directives. Very exciting to see the state reps and state senators informed on what's going on. We have one joining us next hour. But before we do that, before you joined us, I played a clip of a online news agency videotaping from the sidewalk the Federal Reserve in D.C., which I've done myself, the private Federal Reserve, and the Federal Reserve minion, who's not a federal police officer, comes over and says, you can't film across the street. You know, we'll come harass you there. You can't film here. You've got to get permission from us. Well, I just so happen to know that a film crew tried to get permission to film out front the Federal Reserve when they told them that from the Independent Film Channel, and they were told no. So they're turning a right into a privilege. I want to play you a clip of this, this audio, and then get your response to what you hear. This is during the confrontation where he's standing at the fence and she's behind it. Telling him that he can't be there filming. Here's a little bit of that.
They're not going to snatch your camera, but if you come up with something like that, they're going to approach you. They're going to ask you what you're doing. They're going to ask you for ID, all that good stuff.
Huh.
Okay?
What if I was wearing, like, a press badge?
Now, if you did that, they're going to ask you who's your contact person, and then you should have contacted public affairs.
The Fed public affairs or just, like...
Public affairs for the Federal Reserve.
So, for every building, I need to contact that public affairs person?
Yes, sir.
Even just to shoot from the public sidewalk?
Yes, sir.
Huh. I did not know that.
Yes, sir.
Is that new?
No, it's always been like that. Now, there's tourists that come through here, snap a picture, and keep on going.
Yeah, and you don't bother them?
No, as long as they take a picture and keep on going. But when you come out with a video camera like that, that's when we come out and get you.
Because I've shot, like, tons of buildings, and you're the first person to ever approach me.
They probably never paid attention to you. But this is the Federal Reserve. Okay.
Is that big or what do you mean?
What do you mean? You don't know what the Federal Reserve is?
This is the Federal. I mean.
Okay. Who do you work for?
The American News Project. What I mean is, like, I've shot the White House and the Capitol building.
And they never approached you.
No.
I can't even see that.
The Treasury building. You know, standing there where all the public walks, just standing right there on the sidewalk.
Taking pictures.
You know, just getting some B-roll of digs here. I've never had anybody.
But no, order for you to take pictures of this building or any kind of videotape, you have to go to public affairs.
Huh.
Okay.
All right. So I can't just shoot your shots here?
Yes, sir.
All right. And what about the shots that I've already shot? Can I use those?
I have nothing to do with you done shot already.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. Is there, like, up security here at the Federal Reserve?
Is it up? No, it's always been like this.
Yeah?
All right, stop right there. This is classic. It's not just feds and federal security guards at the Supreme Court and everywhere else I've been coming across the street or the White House or the Washington Monument saying, you can't film it. You can't film it. And I said, go ahead and arrest me. You know, it's color of law and a fraud, and I'm going to have to sue you. And they back off. They know they're making this up. They've been told to go out and create this legalese and try to create some type of common law precedence to just have us as slaves accept it. But with this, it's even sweeter because she's saying in the earlier part of the clip, this is a Federal Reserve, federal building, but it's not a Federal Reserve. It's not a federal building. And there she is behind her little fence telling him that even if you go across the street, we're going to come over and might snatch your camera. Dr. Edwin Vieira, as a constitutional attorney and law scholar who's, again, won before the Supreme Court, what is this we're witnessing?
Well, I'm not exactly sure what the motivation is, although I think it's probably a sinister one. It's also, I've seen instances where this type of argument has been made about taking photographs of police engaged in activities on a public street and arrests and so forth. Primarily, I suppose they're concerned about being sued for police brutality, but nonetheless, I cannot imagine the constitutional justification for saying that someone standing on a public sidewalk cannot take a photograph of any building within Washington, D.C. I mean, any building. What's funny about this is I put out a book several years ago called Crashmaker. It's a semi-fictionalized novel of a collapse of the Federal Reserve System. And on the cover of that book is a stylized drawing of the Federal Reserve, the old Federal Reserve building on Constitution Avenue. And that was taken from a photograph or a number of photographs that I took actually on their plaza, set up my tripod, and I was just shooting film half of the afternoon to get the light right. And no one showed up at that point. That was because this was years ago. That was in 1998 or 1999, sometime ago, maybe even a little bit earlier than that. Certainly no one showed up and said, well, you can't take a photograph of the Federal Reserve Building. And now this woman, whatever her capacity is saying you can't shoot it from a public street.
Well, her capacity is a Federal Reserve police officer in a literal stormtrooper outfit with a gold buckle. I mean, it's the closest uniform I've seen people wearing that's the closest to a Nazi uniform I've ever seen.
Well, then she's some kind of private security officer, because the Federal Reserve System obviously is not a governmental entity. Board of Governors might be a governmental board, but not the rest of the Federal Reserve System. So it's all very peculiar. But it's something that Aaron Russo ran into this problem many years ago. I wasn't with him, but it was described to me. He was down shooting the IRS building video camera. And they came out and told him he couldn't do that. And I believe he walked across the street, and he was shooting from across the street, and he had a confrontation. Some of the D.C. police actually showed up and confronted him and said this couldn't be done.
And he said, show me the law, and backed him off.
Yeah, well, that's right. But obviously they have some, I mean, there may be some legitimate concern in lurking in the background that the people who are taking these photographs are attempting to find some vulnerability in the building.
Oh, it's ridiculous,
whatever,
though.
Knows, right?
They're surveilling us.
They give.
But right? I mean, they're surveilling us everywhere with cameras. And then they just passed a law in England that if you videotape or photograph police, you're going to be charged with terrorism at the officer's discretion. I mean, this is like the Soviet Union.
Well, that's right. And I think that this whole business, it has a positive and a negative sense. They want you to get used to their cameras and their constant surveillance. And on the other hand, they want you not to be recording what they're doing. Because that, of course, is what turns up in evidence in civil rights cases and police brutality cases and perhaps criminal cases in which someone is charged with something and the videotaping of the event shows that exactly the opposite happened from what was
reported.
They're
definitely scared of cameras. And you know, we saw when they murdered that guy execution style in the Bay Area, shooting him in the back, they confiscated two cameras, two phone cameras. They said that the cameras, the government cameras, malfunctioned, but then people in a train and down the way did videotape, even them taking cameras, and then it came out that they were trying to cover up the murder. So they're not going to be able to stop this.
And that's the only reason for it. Let's face the fact. The only possible reason, leaving aside the mystical theory that a terrorist would use some videotape of the IRS building to commit an act of terrorism, the only reason for this is to be able to cover up official misconduct.
And boss the people around and train us to be slaves.
Well, that's the other side, watching you. But I mean, in terms of photographing them, the only reason is to cover up official misconduct.
Well, Dr. Evan Vieira, let me say this. When I was in D.C. last year for several days, they weren't just bossing me around, treating me like crap. There would be families with their camera taking pictures at the Lincoln Memorial. We have this on tape, and they would come over and talk to them like they were dirt.
Telling them what, Alex?
Telling them you can't photograph. We would be in the grass across the street on the other side from the White House, and we had White House police come over and tell us we can't film. And I'd say, this is the First Amendment. Oh, let me have your press pass. I go, buddy, you know it's the First Amendment. And I said, do what you got to do. So then they had Secret Service follow us around all day in D.C. because we dare not get down and just start licking the boots.
Tends to suggest that they had nothing better to do with the Secret Service. Why aren't they out searching for those terrorists lurking in the back alleys of D.C.?
Well, we know
if they
now
have time to harass the average person, what does that tell you about the war on terror?
What does that tell you about their attitude and how bankrupt the government is and how thuggish it is?
Well, I think we know that already, but I mean, I'm just looking at the excuse that they give us for all this thuggishness. And what are they spending their time doing? You're telling me they're harassing tourists at the Lincoln Memorial?
It's unbelievable, sir. They just boss. You'll have like a sidewalk by a park with a family eating ice cream cones, and the police go, you can't block the sidewalk. Move along. And the father's like, And then they all grovel and the police go, and they got private security guards doing it. You couldn't believe it. And it was just off the charts. Stay there, sir. I want to come back and get into the states' rights movement, which you've been pushing for a long time. Dr. Edwin Vieira is our guest. Stay with us.
Rough roads might be ahead for the economy, but your vehicle doesn't have to experience them. Can't afford a new vehicle or even an expensive repair? Now you can take care of your vehicle with Protecta Engine Oil Booster by SFR, which is a fully synthetic oil booster. Protecta Engine Oil Booster fortifies your motor oil to help your engine last longer. Protecta Engine Oil Booster has been tested by independent laboratories and proven in over 1 million vehicles worldwide. We'll give you enough Protecta Engine Oil Booster for 5 complete oil changes for only $22.95. That's enough for 2 vehicles for up to 1 year. Start taking care of your vehicle today. Take advantage of this limited time offer and receive free shipping. Protecta Engine Oil Booster is the last defense against engine wear. Go to oilcompanysecret.com or call 1-888-873-7371. That's oilcompanysecret.com or 888-873-7371. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Call 888-873-7371 or visit oilcompanysecret.com.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
SouthSummit.com is the place for top name brand knives such as Kershaw, Spyderco, Cold Steel, Gerber, K-Bar, Boker, Leatherman, and more. South Summit has one of the largest selections of self-defense products on the web. Knives, stun guns, police batons, pepper spray, LED flashlights, emergency kits, binoculars, and tactical gear are just some of the great products found on SouthSummit.com. Receive discounted prices on camping and preparedness products from Camelback, Kelty, and Eureka. Check out our water storage barrels, water purification systems, and Mountain House freeze-dried foods that have a 30-year shelf life. Keep an eye on your family and keep them safe with our do-it-yourself spy camera systems. Mention that you heard this ad on the radio and you'll receive a free LED flashlight with your order. Visit SouthSummit.com. That's South Summit, S-U-M-M-I-T, SouthSummit.com. Or call toll-free 1-800-234-8654. That's 1-800-234-8654.
Come, you masters of war. You that build the big guns.
We are back live. Thank you so much for joining us. Dr. Edwin Vieira is our guest. We'll give you his website before he leaves us. Okay, let's get right into upwards of 30 states now. We've got an Alabama representative coming on in the next few days. We've got a state senator from Texas coming on. Multiple bills in Texas, including telling the feds, hey, you're not protecting the borders. The state's going to do it. The states, as you know, but the listeners may not, created the federal government. It's now been globalized, so it's illegitimate. You've been pushing for this for a long time, but not just the states, at the county, city level, these committees of safety. Break down your view and your take, and are you buoyed by the fact that we see a massive states' rights movement going on right now, Doctor?
Well, what's encouraging about it, number one, is that obviously the educational process has worked at the legislative level. It's state legislators who are pushing this now for the first time. I mean, yeah, you've been pushing it. I've been pushing it. Private citizens have been out there attempting to convince these folks that the state's position in the constitutional system has to be reinvigorated, if you will, and reinforced, or enforced, really. And now they're beginning to pick up on this. Of course, it's the economic circumstances that are doing it, but whatever the reason, it's happening. The next step is for that to be fleshed out in terms of to what particular problems of greatest immediate importance does state sovereignty extend. You mentioned one of them, obviously, in places like Texas and Arizona. You have New Mexico, you have the illegal immigration problem. But there are a number of these, what I would call homeland security, local homeland security problems that they have to deal with. And then thirdly, and this is, of course, a sequential matter. It's not going to come in the same resolution or the same statute that starts the process. There has to be consideration given to how state sovereignty is going to be enforced. It's not enough to tell those people in Washington that the states have constitutional authority, that the states are sick and tired of the general government in Washington interfering with that unconstitutionally and imposing its own attempted controls on states and localities. But there has to be a mechanism for enforcing this limitation on the general government, number one, and essentially making these reserved state powers function again. And all I would tell people is, well, the Constitution tells us what the answer to that is. Second Amendment, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state. And ultimately, that's what the Tenth Amendment is looking towards, a free state, a state with certain kinds of reserved powers, powers to the state itself, or powers to the people. And that's what we've been getting away from. Now we have to go back to basic principles. And that basic principle ultimately is that each state has to pass the necessary legislation to revitalize its militia structure and bring every adult male and female citizen of that state into that structure in one way or another to make it absolutely clear to those people in Washington that we do not need their interference, we do not want their interference, and they would, I would suspect, look at that kind of a structure and be highly deterred from attempting to push that interference too far.
You know, a lot of people say, oh, this doesn't have a chance. What can we do? They have a loser mentality and don't understand it was 5% of the population started and won the Revolutionary War. You're an expert on that as well. And that this we have a great chance if we believe in it and point out how bankrupt and unconstitutional the federal government's activities are right now as they federalize the state police, as they federalize local governments, as they federalize with bills the universities now. I mean, the feds are openly taking over. It is the duty, not just the right, under the Declaration of Independence and the 10th and 9th Amendment, for us to say no and rectify this. I mean, Time Magazine and Newsweek are openly announcing a new Bank of the World will rule the United States and set all our policies. We must do this. We've got 30 states passing or preparing to pass bills. We need to then put pressure to have those enforced. I mean, can you speak to the fact that we can win this thing?
Well, of course we can. There's no way that some Bank of the World can force us to use its currency. That's an absurdity. We have to accede to that. We have to accept it. We have to go along with it. We have to surrender to them. The fact of the matter is, we are the vast majority of people in this country. The other side has a very small number, and the people on that side, probably a large number of them, would change sides in any kind of crisis situation. They're not ideologically wed to that Leviathan in Washington. Secondly, we are the people in actual possession of the property and the resources of this country, as well as the ability to exercise, you know, intelligence. We're the ones that run the machines. We're the ones that make the society function. So if the vast majority is in possession of the real resources, why are we so worried about them? They have a lot of paper. And we can repudiate that paper. Most of it was generated unconstitutionally anyway. I think we can definitely win this because, A, we are the majority, and B, we have direct control, I hope, still, over our state legislative process.
Dr. Edwin Vieira, we've got a break. Long segment coming up. Let's continue breaking this down on the other side. Then I'm going to get into Pentagon brainwashing and movies and TV for the young people and a lot more. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of 9/11.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at Infowars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare, and maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit Organicaseed.com. At Organicaseed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds and survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us. We're going to be going back to Dr. Edwin Vieira, constitutional law scholar and attorney, here in just a moment. Before we go back to him, I want to tell you about a few of the sponsors, very important sponsors that I believe in that make this radio show possible. One of them is SurvivalSeedBank.com, SurvivalSeedBank.com. In a real crisis, having non-hybrid seeds means having the ability to grow an endless supply of nutrient-dense food to feed your loved ones. There have been times in American history, pilgrims, for example, when seeds had the highest value of any barter item, even silver or gold. There's a war on against non-hybrid seeds waged by the global elite who want to control us by controlling the food supply. Governments are storing seeds. The UN is storing seeds. Globalists of every stripe are storing seeds in the Arctic Circle and seed banks. Why do you think this is? You know why. Control. Solutions from Science is trying to get the seeds out of the globalist hands and into the hands of the people, one seed bank at a time, one family at a time. That Survival Seed Bank from Solutions from Science contains enough open pollinated seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden and then save your seeds. SurvivalSeedBank.com or give them a call, 877-327-0365, 877-327-0365. And from the same excellent sponsor, solutions from science. We also have MySolarBackup.com. A lot of things can cut off your electrical power, and this great system, the solar power generator system, is designed to provide 1,800 watts of power on demand in the event of any disaster or outage. You get the emergency power backup kit, which consists of the power source 1,800, power plant, and high-efficiency solar panel designed to provide endless electricity. And, again, the website is MySolarBackup.com, MySolarBackup.com, or 877-327-0365, 877-327-0365, MySolarBackup.com. Great system. Okay, going back to Dr. Edwin Vieira. Let's continue with the states. For those that don't know, maybe you should talk about the history, how the states created a compact to create the federal government, their right to abolish it or remove it or amend it. Instead, we have the feds openly training local police, openly setting all the standards, openly taking over, and the feds themselves, as if, you know, the federal government wasn't bad enough, are now openly controlled by foreign banks, openly signing away Congress's authority. The president, under the Presidential Decision Directive 51 and others, is saying the Congress is ceremonial. Congress isn't allowed in the highest security clearances to see, you know, the full plans. Can you speak to that, Dr. Edwin Vieira?
Well, of course, it's a constitutional impossibility. You know, you run down this list of things, and one checks off only one box next to them, unconstitutional, unconstitutional, unconstitutional. So what's the real problem here? It's the practical one, that the constitutional checks and balances in the system are not being put into operation. It's not that they're not functional. Of course, they're functional. It's that they're not being put into operation. They're not being put into operation at the judicial level, because we watched the Supreme Court look the other way with this question of Mr. Obama's eligibility for the presidency, which I should think is a fundamentally important issue. No problem there. They look the other way. We look at what you were talking about, Presidential National Security Decision Directive 51, which at least in principle is an assertion of presidential control over the entire system. All checks and balances are gone. Do we see Congress responding to this even with a resolution saying absolutely not? We're the ones in control here, not you. Of course we don't see that. Do we see the states? Well, now we're beginning to see the states. We're beginning to see this process of check and balances work actually from the way that it should always have worked, from the bottom up. And the final layer, the foundational structure, as I love to keep telling people, we're told this over and over again in the Constitution, a well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The only thing the Constitution says is necessary for any purpose whatsoever, and necessary for the ultimate purpose. But it depends upon what? It depends upon actual participation by people. It's not a spectator sport to live in a free society. It requires self-government, and therefore it requires some kind of commitment and activity. And that's what we haven't seen in the past. We're beginning to see people wake up to that. Obviously, these state legislatures who are passing these 10th Amendment or state sovereignty resolutions are taking a stand on this, and that's wonderful from an educational point of view. But as I said earlier in the show, we need to begin thinking about the implementation of those, the reassertion of actual state power and legal authority as an effective check and balance, not simply a rhetorical check and balance. We're at that stage now. The rhetoric is coming out. That's excellent. The next step is the practice.
Absolutely. And, you know, the good news is when you look at the state resolutions in Alabama, in New Hampshire, in Colorado, they've now passed it in Oklahoma through the House, and many other states are passing it. They're saying, look, the federal government isn't protecting the borders. We will, because you're not doing your responsibility. We're doing this under 10th Amendment rights and 9th Amendment. Look, we know you're building FEMA camps. I mean, it's in the bills. I have them right here. A new one, House Bill 225, that under martial law, HB 225 Alabama, you will not be allowed to wantonly seize firearms in case of declared state of emergency. On and on and on. And they cite in these bills the PDDs, the executive orders, the federal bills, the camps. I mean, this is showing a high level of education. And I talked to these state reps. You probably interviewed more than 20 of them in the last few weeks. We've got more coming on this week. The understanding is exploding. I mean, they know as much as I do. I don't know that you know as much as you do. You study this so closely, but they are highly informed, and they tell me that the knowledge of this is spreading like wildfire through government, not just state government, but the subparts, the counties, the cities, the police. So, I mean, that is very, very exciting. So speak to that, and then I'd like you to talk about not just the state level, but the county, the power of the juries, the grand juries, the power of the sheriffs, the power of the committees of safety that you've been spearheading.
Well, if we go back to that first educational point, the thing that interests me about this is that it does not seem to be a sectional phenomenon. This isn't something coming up only in, say, Alabama or Mississippi, or only coming up in some of those far western Rocky Mountain states. It's essentially all over the country. And that's, from my perspective at least, a very good sign that we really have a national awakening and a refusal any longer to simply acquiesce in what's been going on. Now, if you look at response, I said before, enforcement mechanisms or responses, there are probably a number of them that can be brought into play. Obviously, if you go to the jury system, informed individuals on a jury are going to take very seriously their responsibilities, and we may see that certain unjust laws don't get themselves enforced, not because the juries essentially nullify them, but because they simply don't convict these people. They don't find the reasonable doubt necessary, beyond a reasonable doubt necessary, to convict people under some of these statutes. And under those circumstances, there's absolutely nothing that can be done. The statutes simply find themselves to be unenforceable. On the other side, grand juries, at least in those states where the grand juries are not entirely controlled by prosecutors or prosecuting attorneys and state court judges, we may see some of the more horrendous oppression being challenged and indictments being issued. I have a feeling that that may be one of the last steps, actually, because the first thing that has to be brought under control is what you were suggesting with the use of sheriffs, as a for instance. I am not so inclined to think that the sheriffs are enough. I think it's very good that they are waking up to their responsibilities, and very good that they are waking up to the excessive intrusion at the state and local level that we're seeing from the federal, so-called federal law enforcement agencies. But until we have the ultimate backup there, until we have the organization of very large numbers of people in state militias, I don't think the sheriffs are going to prove to be sufficient to deal with this problem. And I think that's the key ultimately. It's organization of the people themselves. We've allowed the other side to tell us how we're going to be organized in their phony political parties, in their phony special interest groups, and then otherwise to divide and conquer us so that we haven't been able to put together our unity really in at the level of force that it could exercise. And ultimately, the one way to do that with constitutional authority, this is a clear element in it, constitutional authority from the national level all the way down to the local level, because remember, the militia of the several states are elements of the federal constitution, not simply within the states and the localities, is to revitalize those organizations and organize. We're talking about tens of millions of people here, not a few thousand, 100,000, but literally tens of millions of people. And if that kind of organization won't be sufficient to back up the sheriffs, to back up the local and state officials, to back up the grand juries, well, then what would be?
Well, Dr. Edwin Vieira, constitutional law scholar and attorney, the feds know, and I want to get your response to this. I know you're aware of this, but I want to, you know, for the audience, break this down for those that may not be fully aware of this key element. They know the states have the right to abolish the criminal federal government. They know the states have the right through grand juries and other mechanisms and state legislative investigations to go after criminals in government and these foreign bankers that have usurped the federal power and are now usurping the state power. So we're forced to carry out this operation against them, or they're going to fully destroy the republic itself. Some spin this as if we're trying to get rid of the republic by secession. No, we're having the states redeclare their powers. But when you study this, you know, the feds are coming in under emergency management saying, we tell the local police what to do. You know, they're clearly usurping the system, and the establishment knows their bureaucracy, their police, their feds aren't even enough. That's why we've seen for decades the feds setting this up, but now under Obama, they're actually launching the full operation for a million man, a civilian corps. The Pentagon's now signed the order to start the civilian corps, to co-opt the preachers, the pastors, the community, and give them you know, little federal signets, even secret operations like InfraGuard, 25,000 plus executives in government and in corporations being given secret, this is mainstream news, license to kill orders and firearms. So we have a covert true espionage operation by the globalists through the feds going on, and that shows they know the policies they're bringing in are going to foment revolt and proper right to revolt under what I'd call, you know, the Article 10 in New Hampshire right to revolt, you know, one of the strongest out there. So can you speak to what I just laid out there? This is a real war going on in our communities.
Well, let's recall. One of them is that within the general government itself, we actually have two categories of individuals. We have what I would call the loyal public servants who are actually trying to live within the spirit, at least, of the Constitution. It's difficult to live within the letter, given the extent of unconstitutional activity by that entity. And then we have what I like to call the rogue public officials. These are the ones who either don't care or intentionally are violating the Constitution for some individual gains, usually careerism of one kind or another. Those people are really acting in at least a quasi-criminal capacity. So I think, number one, they are not uniform at that level. All right, they are not in a unitary conspiracy against us. We have allies there as well as at the state and local level. But on the other side of that coin, they obviously have a long-term game plan. I love this thing that Obama has pointed up, this idea that they need a huge civilian national security force, at least as large and well-equipped as the armed forces and so forth and so on. That is exactly my point. That is precisely what we need. And the Constitution tells us where we're supposed to find that organization.
But this is
He has made my point, and I agree with him 100%. If we had that organization, we would solve a great deal of the problems in this country.
But he's creating a federal doppelganger of the militia that serves the central state.
That's right. But he's admitted the principle. He's admitted the principle. Now we say, thank you very much, Barack. Let's go over here to this page on the Constitution, and we see how to implement this. In a sense, he's being hoisted with his own petard, because from a propagandistic point of view, it's going to be very difficult for him to say, well, I don't want this organization if you people control it. Then that wakes everybody up. Oh, you want the organization if you control it. We're going to have some kind of Hitler Youth here, or some kind of Red Guards, or Komsomol. That's what you want to set up. Aha. Now we go to the next level of public awareness of what we're really dealing with. It's no longer listening to Alex Jones say this. It's listening to Barack Obama tell us that he wants it this way. I think it's extraordinarily dangerous, the position he's put himself in from his point of view, because he's made my point. He's made the constitutional point. The situation has become so dire in this country that we have to go to essentially that last line of defense. And the Constitution tells us who's supposed to be in that last line of defense. It's us, not him.
Dr. Edwin Vieira, here's my issue. We can say that there's the good guys in government and the rogues, and we know it's the good men and women who have held this back and slowed it down, but now total tyranny is arriving. And we saw this in Germany and Russia and many other places. The rogues have gotten in all the major power positions at the highest levels. They're bringing in their personnel, expanding their cadres, and I think it's fair to say this is a completely rogue government. At every major operational level, the directives are rogue. There may be people that sluggishly implement it throughout the machinery, but I think we need to declare this, as the founding fathers did, as Patrick Henry did, as a completely bankrupt rogue government.
Well, except for the fact that the major element in the government, which the Constitution tells us is the one necessary, we haven't yet implemented it. We're the ones who are this ultimate power in the government. And for 150 years, the people in control in Washington, and to a large extent the state governments, have let the militia atrophy to the point that they are, I won't.
Your phone was cutting out there, Doctor. We may have lost him. Folks, they've usurped the militia, and that's what they do. When the police walk over to you and say, don't videotape us when you're standing 100 yards away, or when they come up and say you can't videotape the Golden Gate Bridge, but everybody else can, and they can surveil you, and Google Maps has it right there, they are exercising power. Just like we don't exercise our power to be sovereigns and stand up and have liberty, we've been cowed, we've been intimidated, we've been trained and taught to stand down. And they've trained us to be slaves. They've trained us like you train a dog, to follow orders and do what we're told. And so we have to have this awakening to how bankrupt they are and how what they've set up is a counterfeit of our country, and they're now even removing the final, even ceremonial vestiges of freedom here. These are illegitimate criminals. Sir, your phone broke up there. Please continue with your point.
Back now, Alex. Well, no, I agree with you. All I'm saying is we can't allow that to deflect us from our own course. Yes, this is what they're doing, but what is the one way in the long run to defeat them? It's to organize ourselves on a sound constitutional basis with legal authority and the power at the local level. We can do that if we simply will ourselves to do it. I don't see how they can stop us short of imposing that ultimate police state tyranny. And then, all obviously, at that stage, when they attempt to do that, all bets are off. We're in the Declaration of Independence situation, and it's a matter of, as Mao Zedong says, political power comes out of the barrel of a gun. We're not quite there yet. We still have the ability, if we're willing and smart enough, to take the steps necessary to bring ourselves back into that constitutional structure. And all I'm looking for is the next step in what we've seen in the sovereignty resolutions, the enforcement mechanism. Let's take those sovereignty resolutions to their logical conclusion.
Stay there. Let's talk about those enforcement mechanisms and what you've really been pushing, these committees of security or committees of public order, how the people take back control of their government. And then the other ace in the hole the enemy has, staged terror attacks. When Oklahoma and others passed resolutions saying they weren't going under UN control, we know what happened at Oklahoma City and we know who did it. Stay with us.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar-powered generators are now available from Solutions from Science, one of GCN's oldest and most trusted sponsors. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com today. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
The United States is bankrupt and the bankers want you bankrupt also. How would you like to be debt-free in 90 days guaranteed? DebtCrisisSolutions.com has helped tens of thousands out of debt since 1993 and will free you from the debt trap. DebtCrisisSolutions.com legally guarantees to put an end to wage garnishment, bank levies, and liens, and you won't pay one dime to creditors. With Debt Crisis Solutions program, you'll also restore your credit history and be protected from legal action without making one more payment to creditors. DebtCrisisSolutions.com specializes in credit report restoration, preventing wage garnishment and bank levies, liens, and judgments. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Become debt-free in 90 days, guaranteed. Call Debt Crisis Solutions now for a free consultation at 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Final segment with Dr. Edwin Vieira. Doctor, be sure and fire out your website and some of your great books and for folks to get involved with you and the committees of safety, modeled after what happened in the decade before the Revolutionary War, how people communicated and set up their own true government outside of the British regional unelected governors. This is an organizational fight. In summation, how do folks support you? How do they get involved? How do they take your great constitutional ideas and put them into action in the field?
Well, first they can go to newswithviews.com. There's a large archive there of articles I have written on these subjects over the past several years. Then number two, they can go to committeesofsafety.com or committeesofsafety.org, and you'll see what some people at least are doing to attempt to revitalize militia structures and other forms of local organization to deal with these problems in a strictly constitutional fashion. And you can find some links there to my books and some DVDs that have been put out, which will be useful. At least people tell me that they've been proven to be very useful. And, of course, at this stage, we need education in the second step. That first step, the education has succeeded, obviously, and we're seeing more states passing these sovereignty resolutions. The second step now is to expand that education into the implementation stage. And ultimately, that implementation has to be done by local organizing, and then through local organizing, bringing grassroots pressure to bear on the state legislatures and passing the next stage statutes. I mean, some of these are monetary reform statutes. You look, Indiana has one, Missouri has one, Colorado has one, Montana, the one that's going in there, there's one in Georgia. They're cropping up all over the country as the result, I think, of a statute I wrote in New Hampshire several years ago. And now that the economic crisis has broken out, monetary reform, which people were looking at sideways, paying no attention to 10 years ago, is on the front burner. Very shortly, we're going to see, as a result of this same crisis, or at least the way it will be playing out, that these other issues of local organization and the revitalization of the militia will go on to the front burner as well. And at that stage, we really begin to take back the country from the local and state level, because it's through local and state organizations.
Okay.
Getting control of the legislature, we're going to do it.
Doctor, but the globalists, as you know, aren't going to sit on their hands, and they are going to stage crises, stage wars. That's mm-hmm. They're very bold. That's why they're in power. They take action. The people don't, at least in modern times. What do we do about the feds, the illegitimate feds, staging events, staging crises? I mean, openly saying Barack Obama may be like Lincoln. They're openly saying they may come in and swat down states. I mean, their entire battle buildup. And under the John Ward Defense Authorization Act, they say governors will be federal, dual-hatted. I mean, this is all happening.
Well, the governors, let's start with the governors. The governors simply have to refuse that. If we're talking about people that have been educated in terms of state sovereignty and the true position of the states in the Constitution, they have to refuse to go along with unconstitutional directives no matter where they come from. And ultimately, if you're talking about a scenario in which it's the goal is for some of these rogue politicians to actually suppress large segments of this country, then the only solution to that is for those large segments of the country to organize themselves beforehand. I mean, self-government requires self-reliance, ultimately self-protection.
Yes. Well, that's what we're doing. We're here mobilizing and letting folks know the playbook of the globalists that have now hijacked the nation. Dr. Edwin Vieira, I want to thank you for spending all this time with us.
Well, thank you.
Did you get any response last time you were on to folks wanting to set their own?
Yes, I certainly did. Your people are well in touch with what's going on.
Okay, well, give us the websites so folks can also get involved in your committees of safety.
Okay, the first website for educational purposes, newswithviews.com. And then for activism, committeesofsafety.com.
All right. I want to talk to you again in the next few months as all this develops and unfolds. We thank you for your tireless defense of the Republic. Dr. Edwin Vieira, take care.
Thank you, Alex.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back with the next hour. Got a state senator joining us. She's trying to declare sovereignty right here in Texas. Don't forget our websites, prisonplanet.com and infowars.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.